And we're back with another episode of Bones and Tubs. We're here, Bones and Tubs Nights.
Yeah. What if it sounds any different? Does it sound like night? Does it sound like a cold winter breeze?
I don't know. I mean, sounds about the same to me, but who can tell? I
saw people on Facebook earlier. Steve Olive Badger.
Yeah.
He was like, well, I'm so glad I'm not in Minnesota. It's so cold in Ohio, but it's not nearly. No, listen, it still fucking sucks here.
Yeah.
Fuck Ohio. Definitely. Fuck this state.
Well, definitely, like, you know, the most annoying thing, and I've had to deal with this today, is the driving, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Light dusting. Not even really on the road that much.
Yeah.
People just drive like idiots.
Autistic screeching.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's like driving a tank in Grand Theft Auto. Once they hit, like, a little bit of anything, it explodes.
Yeah.
Pure chaos.
Pretty much.
Yeah, fuck.
It was fucking terrible today. And I was on the road a lot today, too.
My favorite thing is when they turn on their flashers so you don't know which way they're turning if you're in, like, a multi-lane drive.
Yeah. Or when they, like, suddenly slow down, like, to, like, 5 miles an hour just to make a turn.
Bitches. Listen, today's a good day that I need to die. Don't be a coward.
Ooh-wee.
You know? Right? Maybe? I don't know.
Ah, it's just, yeah, I get being precautious, but fuck, man.
Yeah, nerf the world, though.
I got places to be. But nah, other than that, I want to talk. Do we want to do housekeeping first and then do, I want to talk about thought audit.
Oh, yeah. Well, let's house clean. Before we even get into the house cleaning, we need Hank Bennett to look behind him. Hank Bennett, thank you for being our new patron over at patreon.com/bonesandtubs. I hope that made you turn around.
What's behind you?
Ah. They're coming for you, Hank.
Well, yeah, and if you want to join the ranks of Hank and many others, you get on over to that Patreon. You start with $1 a month and join the nation.
I feel like my individual, like I always email people when they get on the Patreon, and I talk to them. I feel like it's a disservice, though, because I used to do it when I was like really drunk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what's going on, Hank? What are you doing? I don't drink anymore, so now they just get sober, awkward me.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
That's nice.
I still have a lot of love in my heart for you.
Yeah, there you go.
Can you feel it?
But yeah, so thank you, Hank.
Yeah.
And anybody else that wants to join the nation. It'd be a great time of year. It's Christmas present. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Get over there, join the nation. Give Bones and Tubs a birthday. Christmas present. You know how it is.
I thought you were going to say Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
You know how many people sent me that Christmas video?
Listen, and it's for good reason, everybody. Listen, if there's one person I know in this world that has brought me hours of joy from his ability to crip walk without seemingly being an actual crip.
Or African American.
Yeah. Hours of entertainment and crip walking to nearly any style of music you can imagine.
I wish we still had that video of Houston Woods Kitchen.
Yeah.
What was the song by Q Lazarus? Goodbye Horses.
Goodbye Horses. Yeah.
I was.
Those floors were perfect for crip walking, too, because they had just the thinnest film of fucking grease on it.
No matter what you mopped them with.
Yeah.
Crip walking or falling on a knife.
Yeah.
Both of those things were equally possible.
Yes. Yeah, that video was perfect, I have to say. But yeah, thank you all Patreon contributors. Yeah.
Hank Bennett. One more time, too. Hank Bennett, you know.
Turn around.
Yes.
But no, so I guess that's the most of the housekeeping, right?
Yeah.
So, I want to talk to everybody. Actually, you know what I want to do? I want to welcome all the new people whose perspective in life has turned to the notions of the anarchistic lifestyle.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You know,
you can tax me? You can... Yeah.
Yeah. Like, and that goes out... Now, some would call them... Snapchat thoughts.
Yeah.
What have you.
Right.
Apparently, members of certain trolling classes thought it would be funny to start reporting young women, mostly, I think, that have premium Snapchats that you have to become a member of.
Yeah.
And they send you scandalous videos of themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Some trolls thought it'd be funny to send their information to the IRS because apparently apparently they weren't claiming their income from their premium Snapchats.
Yeah. You have a perfect triangle of people to look at in this. You have the trolls. Now, their motivations were only to troll, right?
Yeah.
Then the IRS, they're all about getting that money.
Yeah.
And they're completely all about that slave system. And then you have the thoughts themselves that thought, you know, I'll just sell pictures and video of my body and things that I do with it.
Which, hey, I'm not hitting them for that. Because you know what? If someone's willing to buy it,
right,
then who am I to judge them?
Exactly. But what about the underwear sellers, too? You think they got fucked?
I mean, it sounds like they're going after, and apparently a lot of them, I saw a post by somebody who was pissed because they're like, I have fucking spent over $500 on this chick and you motherfuckers sent her to audit and now she took down her fucking premium Snapchat and I'm out $500 now.
I don't
now.
Have my rent. You wouldn't have had your
Did
rent
you see
anyway.
That one yeah, too? That's yeah. Funny. Okay, so.
Who are the snollygosters in this situation? Snollygoster being a shrewd or unprincipled person. I'm going to go with the IRS. They're the snollygosters.
Yeah, because I'm cool with the... I don't like calling them thoughts because I feel like that's demeaning. let's call them the young ladies of Snapchat, right? Yeah,
they're like ladies of the night, but they don't walk. They just Snapchat or sell underwear via the email.
How about entertainers of Snapchat?
Yeah.
Does that work?
Like strippers you can't touch.
Yes.
Okay.
That works. So these young female entertainers of Snapchat, I find it funny though that suddenly they have like took it a hard turn. It's that meme with the car where it's supposed to be going one way but it breaks to the other.
Yeah.
They took a hard turn into like
anarchy.
Straight fucking ANCAP because they're like, I don't want to pay fucking taxes on this.
That's
shit.
That's so funny. Like they never worked a day in their lives because we've come to that conclusion a long time ago. Like, wow, sweet, I got my first page. What the fuck is this?
Yeah, you know, and here's like, just for example, you were there 2 days ago yesterday.
Share the math with them.
So basically,
factory of sadness.
I was payment. I had a moment of reprieve, right, where I really wasn't doing anything. So I went and looked at my paycheck, and I started doing tabulations. I was just curious, like a little cat. Right.
That's why they call you Whiskers.
Yeah. So I started going through the numbers and I found out that when it all boils down, when everything's done, about a quarter of my paycheck, I'll say it was 24.2% of my paycheck of my income just goes to taxes. And that's the federal taxes, state and local.
Yeah.
Right. A quarter.
Mm-hmm.
A third of my year is spent.
What percentage of those did you vote on, you think?
None of them.
Okay. Gotcha.
Because the last time, this last election, we had tax levies. And, you know, as crazy as the one that I voted yes for, because I'm like, is for health and human services in the county. And I was like, you know what? I could get you. Here's the thing. I'm not completely against taxation here. I'm against taxation without representation.
I still think it's fucked that, like, somebody doesn't want to pay it, they have to. You know what I mean? But whatever.
That's true. But at the same time, like, I know for a fact that health and human services in the county, they do good things. You know what? They need a little extra money. I'll throw it their way. Now they come around next year, hat in hand, I might not be as generous with my vote.
I vote no every time.
But
I'm an asshole.
They had another one that was to add money to the upkeep of cemeteries in the area. And I was like, they're dead.
Right.
Yeah. I hate to be cold about it. I was like, but like,
yeah.
You know, if I'm going to vote for living humans and their prosperity or people that in all the grand scheme of things don't care.
They're dead.
They no longer have to care.
They've shed that coil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've shed the coil of care at this point.
They've ascended to the fourth dimension.
Exactly. So if I'm going to pick...
They went into the Gnostic death trap.
Yeah.
And now they're your children.
Exactly.
Sorry.
If I'm going to pick between the two, I'm going to pick the living ones.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like Jon Snow in this scenario. Like, I'm for the side that fights for the living.
Right.
But...
You ride that wall. Yeah.
Anyway, so back to checking my tabulations, right?
Yeah.
So a quarter of my year goes to paying the man.
Yeah.
Right?
88 days.
So then, but then I was talking to Tobin about it. I was like, think about it like this. I was like, calculate that. But I was like, but then calculate the fuel taxes I pay, the taxes on the tobacco that I chew, the taxes on our property.
Any taxes that you unwillingly get from a road pirate.
Yeah.
On your way to work or from work.
And the taxes on any consumables, not consumables, but any products that I buy.
Yeah.
And you're looking at probably closer to 35% of my pay goes to the government.
If it's 88 days a year and you got to work 32 years.
I don't even want to think about it. Because this is ludicrous. Well, you know, Bernie Sanders talked about taxing like the beginning tax base at, I think it was like 37-38%.
Yeah.
So I just the federal government alone, just in just federal income tax, I'm getting taxed at 15%.
Yeah. So let's double it and then add a little bit more on top.
Yeah.
It sounds great.
Great. So what do I get out of it?
Nothing. Actually, everyone's more poor.
Everyone's more poor, and I get shitty state-run healthcare.
Yeah.
That has proven time and time again when governments get involved in it, they fucking suck.
Everything the government says is a lie, and everything they have, they stole.
Like, I'm not going to... Here's the thing. This is going to sound callous, and it might piss people off.
I hope it does.
But take, for example, like, you got people in England on the NHS, the National Health Service, right?
Yeah.
I read an article the other day that said that there was a transgender inmate in a male prison.
Oh.
He was in for life.
Yeah.
But the NHS was going to pay for his gender reassignment surgery, right?
They should tell him that and then put a needle in him.
This is the same NHS that will refuse individuals care when they are sick.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't want the government running things.
Right. It's terrible.
Because it makes no fucking sense.
Terrible idea.
But like, whatever. You want gender reassignment? That's... I'm not going to judge you for that.
Pay for it yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know? Don't make me pay for it.
No, man. No.
And don't and get your priorities together.
Get your fucking life together. Right?
Yeah. And plus, when you give the government that kind of power, it's so easy for them to justify taking more and more money away from you. Because they can scare the shit out of you and be like, if you don't give us this money... Well, our entire healthcare system is going to fucking fall apart.
Right. Think about terrorists, too. Right?
The terrorists will win.
Do you want that? I don't want that.
No.
I want freedom.
No, it just, it irks me, man. You know?
That's a good time to maybe switch into our episode topic.
Yeah, we could do
that. Because I think there's at least, I don't know how many of the avenues you went down, but one of them is definitely tax related.
Okay. Yeah. Let's do it.
Today, our episode topic is going to be on the California wildfires, but more specifically, the use of direct energy weapons, or DUs.
DUs. You know, I typed that in like three times earlier just to like, because I kept saying it in my head, and DUs. I was like, for some reason, my brain wanted to say, it's not DUs, it's DEV, and I was like, what's the V stand for?
I kept saying DIMS for some reason.
But
my head flipped it to an M.
Hmm. See, it's weird. It's like some sort of weird brain science that they've put on us. Perhaps they've blasted us with one of their I fucked it up.
Dues.
Perhaps they blasted us with one of their dues.
Yeah. Well, this is, everybody listening, this is what autism looks like.
But nah, so dues, or otherwise known as direct energy weapons,
is a range system that inflicts damage at a target by emission of highly focused energy, including laser, microwaves, and particle beams. Potential applications of this technology include anti-personnel weapon systems, missile defense system, and the disabling of lightly armored vehicles and mounted optical devices. Now, it also is a great way to spark wildfires when it's that time of year when everything's dry. And I know. I thought about this when I was shoving a pipe cleaner into a nipple earlier, cleaning baby bottles.
Yeah.
The people that listen to the Bones and Tubs podcast, you out there, the Bones and Tubs Nation, you probably think that I entertain every single crazy conspiracy, and you'd be right. But I don't automatically believe it, right?
Yeah.
Until I looked at the pictures.
Yeah.
Of like, you just go to Google Image and type in California wildfire direct energy weapons, and you see like all the trees in a specific neighborhood are not burned. And all the houses are not around anymore. Dude, they're all gone.
I saw one picture that blew my fucking mind. It was like some sort of like small warehouse,
mm-hmm.
surrounded by like landscaping and trees and all sorts of shit. Big parking lot,
yeah,
and all this shit. There's like more trees around it and everything like that. And all there's nothing burnt in the general vicinity of it, but that one fucking warehouse yeah. has been reduced to like
nothing.
Like it got flattened,
right?
And it's like, how much of this are we going to buy?
Yeah, I mean, there definitely were forest fires.
We all
saw the videos of that, but come on now.
So
come on, dog.
I want to break this down a little bit more on the different types, right?
Yeah.
Because there's different types of dews.
Dews?
There's not just like one type of dew. Right. They've been working on, and here's the thing. You could get on here, and this isn't just like some fucking out of nowhere babble.
Yeah.
Lockheed Martin and Boeing have both been working on this shit.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think it was Lockheed Martin, Boeing, and there was another company involved, and they came together and formed the group called ABL, whose exclusive priority was creating dews.
Dews.
So they the first one I want to talk about was microwave.
Yeah.
Dews. Now, microwave dews are a concentrated like shot of directed microwave energy at an object, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, anybody at home, we all have microwaves. It's just a thing. It's a common contemporary convenience.
Yeah.
It's a C. I just made that up. It's a CCC.
Nice. Triple okay. C. Yeah.
But we've all seen, I'm sure all of us as kids at least did it once, taking a fork or a piece of aluminum foil and throwing it in a microwave.
Making an electric storm.
Maybe did it on accident, right? Yeah. I did it on accident a few times as a kid, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, and you freak out.
Yeah.
But I did it a few times as an adult in industrial microwaves for cooking purposes, a few times just for the fuck of it.
Yeah, right after recording a Crip Walk video.
So we all know what happened. As soon as those microwaves hit anything metallic, it fucking reacts.
They should put a bunch of marshmallows out on the ground just to see. That'd be the proof.
Yeah.
You start looking and the marshmallows are all huge. And we know what they've done.
Yeah. So yeah, right? Yeah. Hey, cool life hack. Put a microwave
inside the marshmallow. Yeah.
Put a microwave inside of a marshmallow and see what happens.
Science, bitch.
Yeah. Put a marshmallow inside of a microwave and see what happens.
Turn that shit on.
It's actually pretty you got to watch it the whole time, though. It's cool as fuck.
Yeah.
That's the first one. And the thing is, it can be used as an anti-personnel weapon, because what I was reading is that if they shot it at somebody, it would cause them to instantly, like, their skin would, like, feel like it was on fire.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine you inside of a microwave.
It's probably the turned up version of that crowd control weapon that they've used before. They developed it for use overseas, but they've used it here before, too.
Yeah.
The G20 protests and stuff like that.
It hurts you.
Yeah. You have to carry something in front of you to absorb it. Otherwise, it feels like you're getting burned because you're being microwaved.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you think of the principles of microwave. The microwave, right,
yeah.
is that it's sending a wave that excites water molecules,
mm-hmm.
right? And, well, it excites more than just water molecules, but usually our general purposes are that it excites water molecules. So any food that you put in a microwave has to have some level of moisture in order to get hot from it. If you put something that had zero moisture in it in a microwave, it's not going to react.
Right.
Right? Now, if you directed it at a person... We are, 70% water?
72%.
72% water, right?
Yeah.
So what do you think happens to us when we get blasted with a microwave?
Nothing good.
I bet you if it was powerful enough, and the thing is, they let us think, it would just like feel like you were in pain.
Yeah.
I bet you there's one that's strong enough. I don't know if you've ever put a bratwurst in the microwave before.
Yeah, without poking holes in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that's what would happen.
Your wiener will fucking explode. That's what will happen.
Your dick will explode. They're turning the fucking frogs gay and they're blowing our dicks up.
That fucking forest fire had everybody's dicks exploding at once.
but so that's the first one is the microwave one. The second one is the more classic science fiction-y type. And that's the laser.
Yeah, freaking bears in the forest with freaking lasers on their freaking backs.
Yeah, so, and we all know what lasers are. They're directed light energy.
We use them to make cats run around.
Yeah, as more or less.
Sometimes you might use it in a capacity of like shining in your neighbor's light window at night to make him think he's about to get shot.
Yeah. So, but more powerful lasers, they can actually like energy can be pushed through it, right? Like, I've seen helium lasers before that will punch through, like, quarter-inch plates of steel in under, like, a second and a half.
Science.
You know what I mean? But there's other ones. There's, like, electro lasers and stuff like that that'll blast just, like, electrical energy through a laser beam.
That's what I'm talking about.
And that sounds painful.
Set phasers to stun.
We have that. Hold on a second. I pulled this up because I want... Okay, so... But anyways, yeah, so you have the electro laser style of laser, but there's multiple kinds of lasers. You have the pulsed energy projectile, the PEP, which sends an infrared laser pulse, and it creates a rapidly expanding sends rapidly expanding plasma at the target, right?
Yeah.
Which makes an explosion happen. So when it hits, it's not only is it... Okay, so whatever you're trying to hit it with... Now, this is one of those ones, it could be about for anything. You want to fucking blow up a vehicle, it'll fucking send an EM... It sends EMP waves at it. You want to fucking just make somebody's fucking chest apparently explode. You could do that too. Or take down a ballistic missile.
They allegedly also use it to, against asteroids.
Oh. Well, isn't that nice?
Yeah. Even though I'm not convinced in anything they say about space.
But then...
Not a space agency.
The last one I'm seeing here is the Dazzler. Right?
Okay.
So... Then. The Dazzler is supposed to be like it's non-lethal anti-personnel weapon, right? So it's supposed to dispel a crowd. Like, it's not like a laser that would actually theoretically hurt you in the long term. It literally just blasts laser light at you and blinds your ass temporarily.
Oh, fuck. I gotta run.
And disorient you.
I'm gonna share this video with you real quick while we're recording.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that. What the fuck is that?
It's Mars. What do you think? Fake?
I don't know what it looks like, man. It looks like a fucking portal. For real.
That's what Frank America... Shout out Frank America. That's what we were talking about in the DMs today. We just have to get off topic because that's what we do. I'm going to share this video, Frank America. I'm taking it from you. Thank you. Sharing is caring. Anybody else out there in the Bones and Tubs Nation that wants to see this video and tell me what the fuck is going on with it, I'm going to put it on our Instagram, instagram.com/Bones and Tubs.
But anyways, so you have the microwave, you have the laser, and then you have things that they call particle beam, right? Particle beam is basically what it means. You're sending a charged bit of particles. Could be any, I mean, theoretically carbon, anything like that, and you send it along the beam.
Yeah.
So, it's going fucking fast, right? Like Hadrian Collider fast.
Yeah.
At your ass, right? There's those types of dos and the things that they can do, right? And the reason I wanted to explain that was the justification for some of the things that we've seen coming out of this California wildfire. I mean, seriously, like, I have seen pictures of, like, completely lush greenery. And then a car on the road fucking melted.
Which is crazy. You think that, like, if it was the microwave one, it would excite the moisture in the trees, right?
Well, you gotta remember, when you put aluminum foil or anything metallic in a microwave, it reacts too, right?
Yeah, so, well, I mean, it's just like those videos from Greece. You definitely see the increased metallic activity. Like, they had those forest fires or whatever they were in Greece a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And then there's videos of, like, cars in the streets all burnt the fuck up. It's like plastic's not affected, but you've got puddles of aluminum from the tires melting.
Right?
Like the hubcaps or something.
And it takes, I mean, a decent amount of heat to get aluminum to puddle and melt like that.
More than a forest fire.
I mean, they might like, you know, sink, kind of become depressed, maybe like warp.
Mm-hmm. Not pool of metal. It's just like, not I mean. Not
pool metal.
It's another fucking tale of their fuckery. It's like 9/11. I just keep hopping around everywhere, but you got the molten steel beams, you know? Steel doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Not at those temperatures. Give me a fucking break.
But,
please.
So you got these, forest fires, right? 17 forest fires in California started almost simultaneously across the state. Well, not across the state, but in a fairly large region of the state. Created fucking mass amounts of damage. Like, so large you can see it from space, even though we all know there's a high chance that those pictures are fabricated anyways.
Yeah.
I mean, go on there and Google fishbowl lens. You'll figure that out. Yeah. But anyway, so...
Heavy.
what we wanted to talk about too was the implications as to why they would start these fires.
Yeah, the first one that I like, and it would be a dovetail from our Thotmageddon conversation, was the taxes, because they have no problem using California. I mean, they have no problem using their tax money for like amnesty programs and giant welfare state, you know.
Yeah.
But then they always need more and more federal recharge. So they're like, oh, look, the forest burned down. We have a state of emergency. And they got their hand out from daddy federal government.
Yeah.
And Trump was like, nah.
Is that why Trump said, like, hey, maybe if you took better care of your forest, we wouldn't have these fucking fires all the time. And then everybody fucking reamed him for it. Like,
yeah. Well, there it is again, the duality. Is he being a fucking idiot or is he on to what's going on?
Yeah. You know, I mean, honestly, I've never heard of raking the forest floor. I'm going to be frank on that one. But then again, yeah. I'm not a forest ranger.
I'm also not a forest ranger, or an arborist, so I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know what practices are usually, what precautions are taken for preventing forest fires other than, you know, on a personal individual level, making sure that you put out your campfire when you're done with it.
Only you can prevent forest fires. Yeah,
and not parking your car over dry grass.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Don't throw out cigarettes into the fucking pine needle brush.
Pretty simple.
Dummy.
Yeah. You know, I know those things. But beyond that, I really couldn't tell you one way or the other what to do to stop a forest fire from happening.
Yeah. Well, there was that theory. I like that theory. And then there was also a map where they lined up the forest fires and their route of travel, and then they ran a map on top of it of, like, voting districts.
I've seen that, too.
And it seemed like they were all in conservative areas.
Hmm. So, theory being, what, it was for revenge, or...
To try and either... Was it during or after the voting? Because this was, like, right around the same time.
Oh, it was after. It was after the voting.
I don't know if it was revenge or if it was, like, trying to just move people around.
Yeah.
Cattle herding.
It's hard saying.
Some things we get to look forward to when they try and implement Agenda 21.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing that I've heard come up in this whole thing when I was looking up the theories for these wildfires and the dews and stuff like that, was that this was linked to the Agenda 21, Agenda 30 stuff.
Yeah.
That it was part of their goal to globalize and to cripple the United States. It's quite possible, I think, that it could be possible that those are things linked to it. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just like this caravan that finally made it to the border, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people are taking pictures of them getting shot with tear gas and fucking rubber bullets and shit.
My favorite one was the one with a lady pulling two kids behind her.
Yeah.
And it was right in front of one of those signs that says migrant crossing, and it was just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It had the adult with two children. I'm sorry.
Well, I was glad somebody did the due diligence and pointed out that around that woman, there are three different camera crews disguised as migrants taking pictures.
Yeah.
So
shots fired.
If this isn't staged, I don't know what is.
No, it's definitely fake news.
But now apparently the tide is turning at least a little bit, because I did see a mainstream article where they were like, okay, maybe these people aren't exactly asylum seekers, because they've definitely been throwing rocks at Border Patrol and inciting violence at the border.
Yeah. Or you can also insert that video that surrounded a couple weeks ago, the internet circles of the fucking Mexicans that were coming across in military outfits.
Yeah.
See that?
Mm-mm, I did not see that. But yeah, so they, you see all these videos of migrants trying to cross and protesting and da 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 da. And you've heard them chanting, like, we want jobs and da 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 da. Which, if that's the case, then they've completely, like, defeated the purpose of trying to act like they're asylum seekers.
Yeah, it's a political statement.
They're economic migrants, is what you call them. They're looking for work.
Saw somebody had compared it to the mass immigration problem they had in Europe.
Yeah.
That started all that beautiful fucking bean footage we've all enjoyed.
Yeah. So that's what they're trying to do here? Here's the thing, though. It kind of goes against the grain of how I really feel about the whole border thing, though. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like, fuck borders.
Right. Imaginary lines.
But fuck globalism, though, too.
Fuck a welfare magnet.
Yeah.
Of course, I can't find it on YouTube. But yeah, there was like a trail camera that somebody had set up along one of these popular footpaths across the southern border, where you would normally see migrants traveling with their like scant backpacks and what have you in their little gallon jugs.
Yeah.
They were all dressed in military fatigues.
Now, I have heard that the California wildfires are possibly a distraction for all this going on at the border.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we all know that politicians love to do sleight of hand, you know, smoke and mirror tricks to try to get people distracted from other things that are going on.
There's a lot of distraction going on right now. That makes sense, too.
It's that time of year, though, for distraction. Like, there's even myself, I could accuse myself of getting distracted by things that shouldn't matter. You know what I mean? The so-called milk of life, you know?
Milk's fucking delicious, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I love me some milk.
I mean, I was very upset today when I didn't get my new system so that I could play Fallout 76.
Yeah.
Because I've been wanting to play it bad.
I don't remember the name of the podcast. Okay, I listen to Congressional Dish from time to time.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic podcast.
Yeah.
She likes to watch everything that's going on in the House and Senate with bills and all the fuck shit that they're doing.
Yeah.
And my favorite time of year is coming up because it's we're almost on the Christmas break.
Yeah.
And that's when they try to do their most heinous fuck shit. Or they have those fake little budget shutdown, like the government shutdowns, we gotta pass a budget.
Yeah.
And then they wait and wait and wait until the very last minute, and that last bill has all kinds of pork attached to it.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds of slavery.
Yeah.
Tasted pork slavery.
They love it.
So we're coming up on that, you know?
Yeah.
It's a good time for distractions.
It's that time of year. Haven't heard much from the Q crowd here lately.
Man, I tell you what. They got another fear porn date out right now.
Mm-hmm.
December 5th, the chaos will start. Because it didn't start on all the other dates that we talked about, but December 5th is the date that it happens this time for real, though.
Yeah, I'm starting to be a naysayer of that whole thing.
Suck my fucking dick, you know?
Feels like another... I think it's starting to move towards thing that I would be into to psychological operation.
Sage Wanderer said it best on YouTube. He's like, you know, he's an old pastor from back in the day.
Yeah.
He's like, let me put it to you this way. Q has admitted that they sometimes have to lie to you because they have to put fake stuff in there so that the bad people don't know what we're about to do. He's like, if I was a pastor and I said, I can't tell you A, B, and C, or I can't tell you how we're going to work this because we don't want the demons knowing.
Yeah.
He's like, if I was wrong one time, you would shout me out of the building. He's like, and you guys have been lied to how many times by this Q crowd? He said 63,000 indictments. That would be the largest coup ever in history.
Yeah.
And that's something very disturbing to behold. He's like, if it's true, it's fucking terrifying because it's not just what they're telling you. He said, Q is deep state propaganda. It's a military psyop.
Hmm.
He's very against Q.
Yeah. Huh. Well, that's good to know.
Neat little perspective.
That makes me feel a little bit more comfortable knowing that, because I do like Sage Wanderer. I think he's about that life.
He is. He lives in a van, for Christ's sake, down by the river.
He's a good guy.
He is. Check him out on YouTube. Sage Wanderer.
Go check him on out.
Let him know in the comments section the Bones and Tubs podcast sent you.
Yeah.
Because we've made little love at each other in the comments via likes and loves and all kinds of stuff. Let him know that we're sending you his way.
Yeah. But he's a good guy.
He is a good dude.
But yeah, so these fires, I mean... Anybody with a fucking brain, just go on Google, image search this shit.
Yeah, these pictures are crazy.
Go look at these pictures and tell me there isn't some fuckery going on with it.
Massive fuckery.
When you see like a bunch of a whole subdivision of houses destroyed, but for some reason the trees in the front yard are fucking intact, you know there's something going on.
Yeah, it's definitely going down.
But anyways, you want to wrap this up because it's 35 now.
I mean, if you got anything else to exit with?
Not really, no.
We got a little short one this week.
A short one.
Today's not been a good day for time.
No. Well, it's a late episode and, you know, busy schedules and whatnot.
Babies.
See, the thing is, like, I apologize for being a shorter episode, but the thing is normally every week we give you a nice, beefy episode.
Plus, I mean, the topic calls for what the topic calls for.
Yeah. You
know? We don't want to fill it with...
Drag on fluff. And on and on. We gave you what you needed. Go look up DEWs.
Yeah. Look up California dues, California wildfire dues, and get ready to be upset. Give you something to talk about.
Yeah.
On the old Christmas dinner. It's coming up here in a couple weeks. A couple few weeks.
Hey, what else is coming up soon? It's our 100th episode.
I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
We'd like to thank you all for listening. We need you to go down there to our Instagram. Check it out. I tell you what. Tell your family about it if you're a big listener. They might go ahead and buy you a t-shirt.
Yeah.
On that link in the Instagram.
Hook us up. We get a whole $2 from those shirts. So
that, or tell them to donate $1 in your name on our Patreon for your Christmas gift.
Yeah.
I'd be digging that too.
Everybody gets some.
Yeah. So really, they're giving you a $12 gift. That's a gift to all of us.
Right.
But thank you all for listening. We hope you have a good week. We'd like to thank Frank America and Ryan Simpson for letting us use their music on the show.
Yeah. We're sharing. We're caring.
Yeah. Go check them out. You could buy their music.
Hank Bennett, what's going on outside your window?
But thank y'all for listening. We hope y'all have a good week, and we hope to see you next time.
We love you.
We really do.
Frank, free, liberal, generous, outspoken, from Old French, franc, free, not servile, without hindrance, exempt from, sincere, genuine, open, gracious, generous, worthy, noble, illustrious, from medieval Latin, francus, free, at liberty, exempt from service, as a noun, a free man, a frank.
Today we have with us a group of students among America's best. To you we say, we have only completed a beginning. We leave you much that is undone. There are great ideas undiscovered, breakthroughs available to those who can remove one of truth's protective layers. There are places to go beyond belief. Those challenges are yours. In many fields, not the least of which is space, because there lies human destiny.
ISS surviving it, attempts that melt aluminum, live streaming on their wireless.